He's out.
Oh, I can. I don't need a mic. I'll do it without the fuck. So I've gotten into the habit, instead of a drasha, my Shver Zichron Livracha used to say a vertel in Yiddish, that if a balbusta has a choice of making a potato kugel, a lakshin kugel, you're better off with a lakshin kugel. Because even if it doesn't come out kugel, it's still lakshin. Whereas a potato kugel, if it's not a kugel, it's just kind of a mush. My feeling is, you know, Divrei Torah, Divrei Seiros is very nice, but if we'd learn something inside, we would have, you know, Dal Mehoch, in my explanations, we'd have something solid. And that's why I choose, B'derech Klal, I try to choose something to learn. And I feel this is something that's very appropriate. It's a Maim of Rav Volba from his Mamori Meir Rotzen. Rav Volba himself probably represents a lot of the Mir. He was an extraordinary Talmud Rabbi Ruchem. He was a Talmud of the Yeshiva as such. He came to the Mir in 1933, probably. He was there, Rabbi Ruchem, for 2 or 3 years as a car of him. He was barely frum at the time. He was yearning from Talmidim, and Yeshiva, as you probably know, and he came back to the Mir to say Shmuz, and after Chaim was Nifta, he would alternate with Rabbi Finkel, and a lot of his Torah and a lot of the things that he put down, these sayings are very quintessentially Mir. So I felt it would be good to learn a Maima. I'm not going to read word for word, I'm going to skim a little bit, but I want to use his thread, and I want to use his points, and learn something that Shaykh Tas. I guess before even looking at the Maimer as a hakdama to the Maimer, something about, I mean, I was sitting and watching the video. Yes, I know these videos, at every function you come, there's a video and everything's wonderful and good. I've seen many, many mirror videos. And I knew many of these people. Many of these people are chaverim and so on. Actually, you know, a lot of people I know, and it moves me still. And I guess a point that I was trying to think as I was watching it, something struck me. You know, we're talking about Reb Chaim, Reb Nochum. They were real giants in many ways. Reb Leizul, I wasn't zeichet to know. I came to me in 1970. He was lifted in 65. But Reb Arye Finkel was a younger man when I came. I mean, he was 40 probably at that time, and so on. The Reb Leizer Silver was a chav of mine, and all the faithful. And I was thinking, you know, it's huge. And we're here in America, we're Detroit. People here are Oisik, L'matzot L'shav Via, in Yoni Yoim Yoim. So yes, it's nice to give money for this, but it also leaves us a little bit kind of disappointed, maybe, is the word for it. What's the point of it? And I think this Maima is very helpful in giving us a sense of something. B'derech Klal Rav Volba would speak Ma'arachis. In other words, every year he had a certain Nekuda, a certain theme, and he would start Elul and finish after, sometimes go to Simchas Torah. So in his previous Ma'amarim this year, he spoke about the Inyan of Rosh Hashanah as being a Yoim of Malchus, where our tefillahs are that a Kodesh Baruch Hu should be Mam L'Kal Yisrael, V'chein Tein Kavod, and so on, together with a Yom Adin, and so on. And the point that he makes is that when the world will, if you take a look at the Nusach, that, you know, when Tzadikim will be Yaloizu, and so on, then the Ra will Ke'oshen Kola, the Ra will dissipate by itself. The elevation of the world, making the world a more elevated place, automatically gets rid of Ra. One of the ways to get rid of Ra is to struggle with the Ra itself. One of the ways is to break out of a certain shell, to rise above it, and then it b'meila falls off. That's a flow of things. And now he's going to speak about, can we apply it personally? So, first paragraph. Amud Ayin Reish Ayin Dalet Ayin. B'moysa Mashiach yizgala shir kamosa shal Klal Yisrael adi abitl shal shibud malchus v'yizgala samelach HaMashiach. So, the Moysa Mashiach is different ways of looking at it, but one way of appropriately looking at it is a gili of Klai Yisrael shir kaima, the chshivas of Klai Yisrael, and b'meila a certain bitl harabich loli. Kach nesbar sir shav shara. So he says, it raises us, it makes us think a little bit. Maybe this applies to a person individually also. Maybe it applies not only to Klal Yisrael and the big Ashkof and so on, but maybe it applies something other. Amayim Amuska, I want to digress a minute, again, because I think these are things that are important to discuss. We don't understand the gilui of Kvoid of HaKadosh Baruch Hu Torah. I grew up, I don't remember the 50s, I remember the 60s for sure, and much of what dictates what's appropriate and not appropriate, what is noteworthy and what's not. When I was growing up, and I don't know, I don't want to date anybody with white beards here, so you don't have to make believe you remember or don't remember. When we were growing up, somebody who played football well was Chashev. It was a mile for a shidduch to tell Shatchet this guy is a star football player. I'm talking about from people. Somebody sitting and learning in Lakewood was something you preferred not to talk about. You looked up Hilchos Shahari and said, maybe it's not kedai to speak about it. Today, it's not so much that the world per se became so much better, but there's a certain Raymond's Karen HaTorah. The sense of what's chashev and right and good changed. And b'meila, many things came with it. The Arab Bayim used to yell and scream against ball and football, all that stuff. Maybe it helped, maybe it didn't help. A lot more helped a certain change in the chashivas. So when Klal Yisrael, when Kavod Yisrael is misroming, then Ra falls off, and the other way around, it when we shakua in it, it's... So the third one. Ala bracha, the third paragraph. Al bracha koisei va'olach esem komimius. One of the brachas is, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will lead us to Eretz Yisrael komimius, standing upright. So, yes, it's nice to be mechobed, it's wonderful to walk around, but it's much deeper in the kuda. Kosev asfarno, hefech ashe omrul nafsheich s'chi v'navoyra. It says a pasuk in Eicha that they told us, s'chi, the Goyim said, bend over, we're going to walk over you. We're going to use you as a sidewalk. Make yourself into the stepping, the mat, the doormat. One of the things that Ra does to enable its malchus is lahamit es dumus ha'odom ulashpilo mamish ad ofa. It's to repress a person and to make him earth. So the Goyim the Umas Ha'olam versus Klal Yisrael, Chet, Ra, and so on, Koyches Ra, what they do is they make the person to Shmata and Bemela. And when we talk about a person, we mean a person and his values and everything with it. And he says something here very, very sharp. V'gam in atshuva zehu, hachet midake umashvas adam, v'chola shumar belachto yoyis v'yoyis niyashafu v'katan, v'yoyis v'shacheas musamitis. As a person descends into averis, as a person takes out his ashamnu, the fancy ashamnus that have all the lists of averis going to all the shittas. So we think we're getting a benefit out of it. We remind ourselves of averis, and yes, it is something. But on the other hand, if a person is just sort of looking at what he's saying, says himself, okay, so I'm a shmata. I'm not somebody chashev. Maybe we'll think I'm more chashev. I know that from Aleph through Tav, with all the combinations, I'm not much. So a person doesn't really, really do much. And so we take but chet drags a person down, and as a person gets ensnared, he feels nothing. I don't see myself as being chelik al kaim imal. I see everything that's bad and wrong where I'm holding. So tshuva is going to come with another angle. It's going to come not only as a repair for particular items that a person has done wrong, but something to bring back to a person his sense of self, his sense of God. Next paragraph, I'm just going to condense it. He brings over here a sugya where the Gemara says, G'doyle tshuva shakasi ha'kavi, G'doyle tshuva, G'doyle tshuva, a whole list of things. He says the common denominator, the word that Chazal use, is not mo'elas tshuva, tshuva helps with this, tshuva brings this about, tshuva mevia. The different lashonis Chazal use in different places for these type of... Here it says G'doyle tshuva. In other words, tshuva recasts a big person. G'doyle tshuva shemagazkis ha'kavid, it doesn't mean tshuva is very powerful or potent. It means it's tall. Tshuva brings back a certain shir kaima. It brings the person back. It says Adam Rishon before the Chet. It says one of the things that Kadosh Baruch Hu did to Adam Rishon, if the Chazal say, it says Adam Rishon was 100 amas, Adam Rishon reached up all the way, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu put his hand on him. And was memayed as kaima. The person felt himself to be low, nothing. Last paragraph here. Be'emes matzinu b'seif HaKadosh Malchazeh. So he quotes here extensively in Nefesh HaChaim. I'm not sure why he's so coy and doesn't say the name of the Sefer. I think it is because Nefesh HaChaim, in this particular, it's in the first Chelek, it's Perek Yud Zayin. He kind of does use a lot of Kabbalah terminology, which he basically simplifies. And that's why I think he's not quoting it, but it is Nefesh HaChaim. It's quoting Nefesh HaChaim. This is the next paragraph. Be'emes matzinu b'seif HaKadosh Malchazeh. Heim bechlal, heim bepratei tshuva. We find in Esfarim HaKadoshim this mahalach, in other words, a focus on lifting the person up, A, in general, and two, in tshuva b'frat. So he says, Nemasham, this is Nefesh HaChaim, ki kabolos ol malchusehi, lehalois kol maisav vidiburov umachshavoisav betoyer v'mitzvus, Lemadrega Yosef Gevaya. So this is an extraordinary Nefesh HaChaim. If we're to ask ourselves, what is the purpose of Kabbalah Zman Shemayim? What does Ol Malchus Shemayim do to a person? So the first thing we say is, it makes a person humble. He accepts upon himself. If somebody accepts upon himself a yoke, the person became smaller. You bend under a yoke. You're subordinate to something. You're lower. You're lesser. When I say I'm beholden to somebody, I've made myself a lesser person. So saying so Kabbalah is almost, I say, yes, it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu, of course. So we would think, we think it in the following, the words Kabbalah is almost sounds like this. I was a free bird walking around with my head up. And that's not right, because I'm a nobody and a nothing, and a Kadosh Baruch Hu came and put a yoke on me, crushed me, and now I'm a shubit, and so on. That's the way we think about it. So Kabbalah Zalman Shemayim is a lowering of a person, the way, and a humbling of a person. That's not what Nefesh HaChaim says. He says, Lehalois kol maisav v'dibur ma'shevoisav b'toyer v'mitzvus l'madrega yoseh gevoiha. To lift up a person's maises and dimach shava to a higher darga. In other words, imagine when a person is told that, imagine you have a soldier in combat, and he's training, and they train, they do this, and one day he gets sent out and said, by the way, this is real. So the person feels a tremendous achrayis, and the person also feels a certain tremendous sipuk. This is real. I'm actually fighting someone and helping somebody and doing something and so on. The Kabbalah Zalman Shemayim means that I'm not playing a game tznegeya to me. Until without Kabbalah Zalman Shemayim, the world of Kabbalah Zal Mitzvahs means I'm a person, I can make myself better and worse. How chashiv is that globally? Okay. It's you know, I'm a person, I'm a human being, it's chashuv, it's important. Kabbalah Zalman Shemayim means I'm a shluch ad rachmana. My maisim are hitched up to the wagon that pulls Kavod Shemayim. So Kabbalah Zalman Shemayim is merayim somebody. It's just like if somebody comes along and says, I am an officer I'm a federal employee. It means I'm hitched up to a much bigger wagon, more important wagon. So Nefesh HaChaim says, Kabbalos, and it says it mefurish, Kabbalos Ol Shamayim says, the tachlis of Kabbalos Ol Shamayim is, lehalois kol maisa v'dibura mashavaisa b'toyer v'mitzis l'madrega yosa gavaya. V'zeh chidish gadol moed b'in Kabbalos Ol Shamayim. Because we think that Omar Shemayim is just, it's an evamunah to believe a Kadosh Baruch was mitzaveh, and we have a chiyuv, and so on and so forth. Kabbalos Ol Shamayim allows us to become a chelek of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. So our hashpalas kaima, just like Lamashal, when a person lowers his head so that they should put a crown on it, he's not lowering his head. He's lowering his head to put a crown on it. So Kabbalas Ol Shamayim is where a person is shtelling tzu to something that will make him a bigger person. And then the next paragraph in Ayin Resh Hey, Hatshuv al derech prat misper Hashem kocha. He explains, Nefesh HaChaim explains over there what tshuva is. I'll explain a little outside, and it goes like this. A person's neshama has many layers from where we are and what we sense and what we feel to kaveyachol, what's called a chelka kaimimal. It's a continuum. And a simple way of looking at it is, even in the world that we know, psychology peels away many layers. So this is what I feel, this is what I'm really feeling, and this is what's behind it and motivating it and so on. There are many levels from where we are going up. The Medrash says, there's Nefesh, Ruach, Neshama, it's a Medrash in Rish Rabbah, there's Chai Yechid. They give us five names. But they're irrelevant in that way. What it means is there are five levels. Nefesh HaChaim says that those levels are invaluable, or they're absolutely necessary for the process of tshuva. And let's give a physical example so we can understand it. If a person has a long cord or a thread or something, and a piece snaps off, breaks off, what you can't reconnect it at the point that it snapped off. There's no way to reconnect it. You must go higher up and reconnect it there. So whenever we're talking about something that tore off, broke off, and needs to be reconnected, you always have to go to a point higher than that. And that's incredible. Let's understand it in tshuva, in the world of tshuva. A person has a certain functioning mindset, and I'm messing up. So somehow our instinct is to keep dabbling with whatever nonsense we're dabbling with. Yes, do it, not do it, not do it, yes, I shouldn't, and so on and so forth. But Nefesh HaChaim says it's not going to work like that. You need to reconnect at a point. This is frayed. So let's say my normal environment, expected A of me, and my performance was A-. So sort of sloshing around that same environment and expecting things to be better is not going to work. I need to reach back into a deeper piece of myself, into a higher part of myself, and try to connect from there. We'll give soon an example. I'll give an example. Let's take a look at his last paragraph. I'm skipping a paragraph because he's going off on a point. And Harei Be'emes, he says, Atshuva hi gadlus kazois, Hamalas adam midarga ledarga. Tshuva is a godless, that it's something that lifts up a person to a higher darga. Hanisoyin mechiyach shemishem ischarat al chatov v'gam mekalas hashoshu cheta zeoid because of the machzun kippah nirshal shubayis in dvarim. He says, experience has shown us, as many years as we have experience, unfortunately, that's shown us, that with all the pain on Yom Kippur, with all the crying, and the genuine, it's not that we're not genuine about it, the genuine crying, everything like that, we keep going back to where we are. Kerei Adam Atzmo Nisha Oimed Boisa Matzav Boisa Madrega. Ve'ech Yavsek Yom Lamachas Kol Malach Maisav. That's the same person So 2 days ago I was doing it. A day ago I had charata. Today is another day. There was nothing with it. That cord had become frayed. It's frayed. It's not connecting anymore. That's worn out. If a person goes on a higher, this is referring back to what he said before. So if he uses machshava, there the person has done that. I want to give two examples that from the Makairis that show us, because it's an idea that we're so not used to connect. This is something that everybody probably spoke about Tisha B'Av, said on Tisha B'Av. Rabbi Shmuel Kohen Gadol, it's one of the greatest tragedies imaginable. Rabbi Shmuel, the last Kohen Gadol, the one that the song Tanya, Yipamachas Nichnasi Tnai Lefnim, and I saw a Kasrika of Koshem Tzvokos, and his son and daughter were captured into slavery, into Roman slavery. And they were both beautiful, they're both good looking. And the masters, each one separately, the master decided to use them to mate and produce good avadim, nice, good-looking, strong avadim. They didn't know about it. So one night, they tossed in together in a room. It's a chazal, and we say that in the kinnis. It's one of the very, very, very powerful kinnis. And all night long, she's sitting in a corner and crying, how is a princess, a daughter of Aaron HaKohen, going to live with an Eved, shuffle? And he's sitting in the corner crying, how is a son of Aaron HaKohen going to be Mezana with a Shifcha? And the morning they saw each other, they started crying and they died. That's the kinnah we say, it's based on the Chazal and so on. But we would think that how would we go about overcoming Nisayon? To think about the Gehenna. It's an intense pleasure. It's an extraordinary pleasure. I'm lost. I'm never coming back. There's no Shadchanim anymore coming. I'm gone. I'm an Eved. I'm a third-rate, fourth-rate Eved in Rome. So I need to think about how terrible Gehenna is. And same thing here also. What they think is, I'm a prince. It's beneath me. It's incredible. It's counterintuitive to how we think about things. But by saying myself, I'm the Kohen Gadol that walks the Tanya Lefnim. What am I doing with the Shifcha? And she's saying, I'm the daughter of that Kohen Gadol, and it's one of the few places where Yichas actually has a halacha. A Bas Kohen Gadol has a different din of Misa, because she's a Bas Kohen. So by lifting themselves above their matzav, they overcame a very strong Yisoyan. The same thing is true with Yosef HaTzadik. Yosef HaTzadik, same situation, completely gone from his home, young, beautiful, good-looking, gone from his cut-off, and now he has Eishes Potifar. So it says, the Baskel said, there's going to be Urim V'Tumim, there's going to be Avni Zekaron, do you want your name to be erased? Let's think about it. Imagine Chas V'Shalom that somebody's in a situation where he's holding by a taiva. And Sa'at Hassan said, you ain't going to get mafta yain anymore. No more mafta yain for you. No more shlishis and shishis. I don't know. We'd wonder if that could possibly, so somebody comes on with gehenim, with embarrassments, with bizyonis, with this. Okay, it's sort of the pain versus that. The answer is, godless of a person lifts a person above it, and we reject things that even a person who has very strong taiva, if he feels that whatever it is beneath him, then a person is perish. So Yosef at Sadik's message was, you belong now to Zikaron, and that was living above. So tshuva must contain in itself a component of godless Adam, he says. And then he brings here a pasuk in Iyov, in the end of this paragraph. Al-Kain, he says like this, Al-Kach Omar El-Yob Ben-Brachel, Eliyahu ben Brachel was one of the interlocutors of Iov. And he said, Amarti, Yomim Yedaberu, V'roiv Shonim Yediyah Chachma. And I thought that years give you experience and wisdom. Ochen, he says, that's not true. It's not that the years and the experience in itself give a person wisdom. Ruachi be'enosh. What happens is, as we get older, it's a process of unfolding in a person. As a person gets older, his neshama comes out. His deeper neshama comes out. It's an unfolding of it. The wisdom is not the experience that the years gave, but it's the deeper part. And he brings here a chazal before about, you know, it says a person who's 3 years old is like a chaza because he's always playing with the mud and the muck. When he's 10, he's already jumping like a gdi. In other words, there is a depth of a person. Ochen, he says, it's not the years, but the ruach ibenesh. Odom nia mevugar. A person doesn't become mature only just because of the years that pass by. Ki ruach ibekir by. So if a person is able to tap into that, and a person is able to inherit the self that's further along, a person can sort of jumpstart his maturity, his understanding. Finally, the last paragraph here. Vehine namel zadov amek. He brings here a chazal. Isa b'yishalmi tainis perik beis halacha vav. Muva b'yalkut Yeshua perik zayin. It says, "Umatasa l'shimcha gadol." What are you going to do? What is HaKadosh Baruch Hu going to do for his great name? Rishlok es b'shem Riyanai Omar. Shitev HaKadosh Baruch Hu shmoi b'Yisrael. HaKadosh Baruch Hu made his name attached to Klal Yisrael. Moshe l'melech shehoi l'mafteach shel plamenteria. It's a Moshe, a king had a key for a very important safe box. We kept all sorts of important documents and things. Oma Melech, the Melech said, Im ani minicha k'moishehi avedehi. If I let the key, it's a small key, keys laying around the house, it's going to get lost. Ela hareini oisa shalshelas k'tana. I'm going to make a key ring. In other words, a key chain actually is a better word for it. In other words, it is important nekuda. Like a little chain that we keep a key on. If it gets lost, we have the chain. And Chazal's Misholim, and he'll explain in a second, are noikiv yoyirad tahoim. There are no extra. Every point that Chazal is saying here is, and he'll explain two or three points here. Kach oma kodesh baruch hu, ima meiniach es Yisrael kumoy sheheim yunivloim bena umos. If I leave Klal Yisrael as they are, they're gone. They're going to get absorbed by the goyim. El areini meshata shmiya gadol b'neim. I will attach the Shem v'Hakadosh Baruch Hu v'im chayim. K'may shekosu matasim agadol shutav bana. So he explains this chazal. Hadvarim ufloim. Haklal Yisrael mafteach. Klal Yisrael is a key. The world is a hidden, it's a box that has all the oitzvahs, but they're locked. 9 billion people live in this world and they experience the same world we have. And they can't get to the pneumas of the world. They sit up outside the box. It's wood, it's brown, it's shaped, it's carved. What's inside it? Nothing. We have the key to the world. That's why Klal Yisrael Mafteach. Liftoach Oitzor Sabim Yoisa. Vachra Klal Yisrael Mafteach. Shum Koyach Achabolom Eine Mesuga Liftoach Ginza Abriam Levadi. We're the only ones that can open up and understand what's inside it. This is all a covering. Vehine, he says, Shibut Malchis is so bad that we are in a sakana that we will be absorbed by the Umas Olam. Vishitev HaKadosh Baruch Hu Meimer. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what he did was he created something that goes a chain from HaKadosh Baruch Hu to us. Hanifla Bazer. Kashal Shalash HaMafteach Yamosh HaShma Yisparach. And what's extraordinary is, Chazal used a mushal of a chain and not a rope. And let's talk about this outside and we'll describe it. A rope means it's one unit and it's either or. You either have it or you don't have it. There's no way, if the rope is taught, you have it and that's it. rings with many, like a keychain with rings, means I can look at it and not, I see the ring over here, but I could be oblivious to where it's coming from. I could be oblivious to that. If one ring gets spoiled, I need to go to ring above it. I don't need to, and I can't jump from point A to point Z. I go ring by ring by ring. Every ring has a ring that's above it, and so on. That shalshelus, and the words that are used in the later chachamim, in the chachmei of Pnim, is ishtalshelus. Same word. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created an extraordinary combination of localization. I can see the matzav as it is and be blind. So if a guy has a key with a little one ring around it, he has a key with one ring around it. There's nobody attached to it because I'm only looking at one ring. And yes, I can look at the ring and not see anything attached to it. And yet, I know and believe that each and every ring is attached to the next ring. And as I move from ring to ring to ring, I get closer, I get higher up. That is the precise, Chazal gave us an incredibly precise illustration of what our Keshuva HaKadosh Baruch Hu is. It's a mafteach with a shalshelus, and each one takes us to it. So a person needs two things. So let's sum up the point that he says over here, and we'll get the entire picture of it. The process of tshuva requires that a person reach to a point that's higher than himself. If we take a look at Chazal, when they speak about the inui of Yom Kippur, and the halachas, there's like two sets of things. On the one hand, inui means achna. When a person is fasting, he's not wearing shoes, he feels humble, humiliated, down, lower. And that helps, because a lot of our avaris are caused by arrogance and not caring and so on. But there's another part to it, and that is, you're like malachim. Malachim don't need to eat, you don't need to eat. Malachim stand, you stand. We're bigger people. And a person at the end of Yom Kippur feels that way. A person feels more spiritual. A person feels more ruchni. And understand that this is an inner part of yourself that you're not allowing to come out. It's there, and it's you, and you have it in you. This is real me. Just like Yosef HaTzadik, when the Baskel came to him and said, you know, you belong on the place where HaKadosh Baruch Hu lights up the letters. You're one of them. That's where you are. That's what you belong. There is no possibility of really making a change unless a person sees in himself, in potential, deep down, more than potential, deep down, something higher than himself. And it's just like, you know, in America, when they make a bris, so they'll sometimes do it first manually, sort of remove things and pull it back a bit and then push up and cut it. You know, so you expose and you take off the arla and you see the bris, and then you re-put it again, but now you know where to cut. Now you have what to cut. When a person has a Yom Kippur, the arla recedes a bit. The person is in a matzah where, you know what, I'm a spiritual person. I know that once I see taiva, I get lost in it. But that's not me. The person is megala in himself, the next ring of that shalshelus. And then the person has where to attach it to. So I know the person that I'm trying. So when I'm trying to change, I know who I'm trying to attach it to. That's the most of it. So I'll call upon him. When we approach Yom Kippur, it's important because, yes, specific averis require specific changing, a specific tshuva, and those are very important things. But in the bigger picture, and especially as we get older and years go by, in a yeshiva, person is young, he's a teenager, he feels he'll change, and we do. As a teenage years, we make incredible changes, and that's why we steig, we grow. As we get older and years roll by, it's again and again and again. But adarabba, there's a certain, like he says over here, that Amarti Yom Daber Rishoni Dil Chochma Ochin Ruachu Be'enesh Benisha Shaket Avinim. The tachlis of Yom Kippur Be'emes is that a person should see a higher side of himself. A person should see a side of himself that is Ruchni. It is me. That's the next ring over into that. And if we find in ourselves a ring that's much further along than where we are, then we begin to understand that this is a long, long chain, that at the end of it, there's Shimcha Gadol. And when a person has that sense, a person has that feeling, that's where the Mahalchim of Tshuva in a much bigger way come out. We should be zeicher to feel a sense that uplifting, and to get a deeper sense of ourselves, to get a sense of our higher self and better self, and use that to be mechaberit to where we are, and take ourselves along with the next ring in the chain of Mitzvah.
Amen.
Amen.